Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. President Bush today nominated an Ohio congressman, Rob Portman, to be the next United States Trade Representative. He'll replace Robert Zoellick. He's moving over to the State Department to become the chief deputy to Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Marketplace's John Dimsdale is on the line from Washington. John, tell us about Congressman Portman, and why does he become the next top trade negotiator for the U.S.?
He's a Republican from Ohio, a loyal Bush supporter, worked for his father's administration, and has been a trusted go-between between the House and the White House. At this morning's announcement ceremony, Bush described Portman's background as a trade lawyer, his support for free trade, and then referred to what many say is the real reason he's nominating Portman.
As a member of the House leadership, Rob has shown he can bring together people of differing views to get things done.
You see, the White House is looking for congressional approval this year of a long agenda of trade issues. There's a controversial free trade agreement with Central America. There's a bill to extend the president's expiring trade promotion authority, which basically gives the president the ability to get his trade deals through Congress without amendments. And also, the White House is going to try to get the global trade agreement, it's called the Doha Round, back on track. To do all this, Portman's political smarts will probably be more important than his expertise on international trade, according to the director of the Institute for International Economics, Fred Bergston.
I've always said the chief job of the USTR is to negotiate with the Congress. You got to negotiate with the rest of the world, but the central requirement really is to keep the Congress on your side, get approval for the agreements you work out internationally.
So, John, it sounds like this political savvy is necessary. Is the president's trade agenda in trouble in Congress?
Well, a little bit. There's going to be some pretty close votes. The Central America agreement is under threat from both liberals, who think it lacks minimum labor standards, and from conservatives, who see an erosion of manufacturing jobs in industries such as steel and textiles. So there's going to have to be some political wheeling and dealing to get everything approved.
How about the trade deficit? That's got to matter to the new trade representative, wouldn't you think?
Absolutely. Portman will have to convince Congress that dropping trade barriers will create a fair playing field in which U.S. products can compete for world markets. Ultimately, that should balance the deficit, but it'll be a hard sell because it takes a while for free trade to have that effect. Portman will also argue that trade is an important tool for the president's foreign policy, as he did today.
Through expanded trade, the roots of democracy and freedom are deepened. And here at home, trade policy opens markets to create jobs, a higher standard of living, and greater economic growth.
More about Portman later today on Marketplace, plus a report on how the state of Wyoming is trying to reinvent itself as an attractive retirement locale.
Thank you, John Dimsdale of Marketplace from American Public Media.